I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Name that tune. Did we only get two of the five songs right? Is that right?
You got the Beatles.
I got
you
Mate.
You got Panic at the Disco. And yeah, just two of the five.
Me and Mate locked up at one. Flutes and Emo. I'm probably done.
I think you got a couple chances here in this second round of Name That Tune.
Oh, I'm trying.
Here we go with Tune and Clue number six. This singer studied the flute at the University of Houston and often plays the instrument on her releases, including this song. The funky track in this singer's melodic medicine. It's a funky track in this singer's melodic medicine for her blues. She said, "I think life has thrown some major traumas and hard experiences at us the last few years, especially globally. And I wanted to write a song that allowed us to take a moment and celebrate our survival and celebrate how far we've come."
Steve.
Steve.
Lizzo, Good as Hell.
You're so close, but the wrong song.
Yeah.
Here is your tune, number six.
Maitland. Lizzo, Good as Hell?
Nope. Right singer, wrong song. Here's the tune for you.
Oh, dang it. Maitland. It's back around.
It's bad, it's o'clock, yeah, it's 6:30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're healing. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now? Oh, I've been so down and under pressure.
Free beer.
I'm way too fine.
Free beer.
Lizzo, Under Pressure.
No.
I'm feeling stressed, yeah.
Get it, Hot Wings in three.
Hot Wings. Lizzo, Turn Up the Music.
No. Maitland.
Lizzo, Bap Damn Time.
Oh.
That's right, Time. Or that's right.
Turn up the music. Let's celebrate.
There's that flute. There it is.
I like how excited you are every time there's a flute.
All right. Let's go on to Tune and Clue number seven. It's a punk song.
Yeah.
It's a long clue, too.
It's such a great mix.
It is, isn't it?
No.
Flute and punks. I like it. In this song, a boy loves a girl very much, and she likes him as well, but not enough to break up with her boyfriend to be with only him. The two sneak around and continue to do so, though her boyfriend has nearly caught them multiple times. The lyrics say, "Remember when you broke your foot from jumping out the second floor?" But there is jealousy when the boy sees the girl with her boyfriend. He says, "For all the dirty looks, the photographs your boyfriend took," his many attempts at convincing her to break off her relationship with her boyfriend fall short. "What will it take to show you that it's not the life it seems?" He finally tells her he will no longer sneak around. "I held you close as we both shook for the last time. Take a good hard look," because it wears him out to deal with the secrecy.
She shouldn't be in a relationship at all.
No, she sounds like a terrible person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he sounds like a pushover. Here's your tune, number seven.
We'll be right back.
Maitland.
My Chemical Romance. Helena?
No, you're so close. You've got the band. I never want to let you down or
have you go as bad at rough this way for all. Like, honestly, did all these bands go to barf school so that they go, like, they all sing the same.
Barf school, you say?
Yeah.
Steve. My Chemical Romance, I'm not okay.
That's right. Okay. I'm not okay.
I'm not okay. You win.
Yeah. Flute.
I win.
No, I thought that's the flute solo.
That seems like a weird song to have flute in it because of how it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. That's true. All right, we continue on with Tune and Clue. Number 8. This is a flute tune. This is widely believed to be about, or at least heavily influenced, by drugs. According to one bandmate, this song celebrates women, not drugs. And he said, all ladies are beautiful. That's what this song's about. You got to look at all the ladies. I believe God put all of us here and made us all different so we could be like the flowers, you know? Like women, he says. I look at them as beautiful flowers. Even when they get older, the flowers and so on. And that's what it really boils down to. They can be skinny, big, fat. I've seen some fine, voluptuous women. Yeah, he actually said all this. And then I've seen some that are skinny. And if you look at them, they can be beautiful too. It all depends on personality and stuff.
Mm. Wow.
Mm.
Said absolutely. Said so much. And yet, deep. Nothing at all.
A lot of words.
Yeah. Here's your tune number 8.
Oh, Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
That is Spill the Wine by Eric Burdon and War.
Nailed it.
Damn.
Honestly, I would have given it to you if you just said War, because I didn't know if anybody would actually get the
Eric
full.
Burdon used to be with the Animals, uh-huh. And then he sang. Yeah, this is such a funky tune.
It's
man.
So weird.
It is really weird.
It's a talk song.
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah. Think back, hit me, don't.
Going.
I always like this song.
I like Free Beer's interpretive dance.
Yeah, I do.
You gotta feel it.
I was once out strolling one very hot summer day.
Wow, this is ponderous, man.
When I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun. Felt it caressing my face.
Does it talk all the way through?
I fell asleep.
No. But a lot.
And dreamed.
I want to be the guy that plays the barber comb or whatever that is.
I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie. And that I was the star of that movie.
What?
This really blew my mind.
I want to turn it off, but I can't believe it's a thing.
An overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome. It'd be the star of a Hollywood movie.
I guess definitely about drugs, for sure.
Seems like it. I mean, it's definitely on it.
It's about him. It's definitely on him.
I was taken to a place.
I felt like somebody played that because they had just learned a little bit.
Come
now
on,
back to talk singing.
Let me play the flute. Just give me one.
Yeah, right. You know we don't get a lot of songs that feature the flute, man.
All right. We're going back to punk.
Yeah.
Number 9. This song is about taking a man from another woman. And while it was never this singer's intention to brag or to steal it all away from this other woman, the singer admits it felt so
Maitland.
Good. Maitland.
Paramore, Misery Business.
That's right. We turn back up.
Yeah.
She's got a body like an hourglass, it's ticking like a clock. It's a matter of time before we all run out. When I thought he was mine, she caught him by the mouth. I waited a long while, she finally set him free. I told him I couldn't lie, he was the only one for me. 2 weeks and we caught on fire. She's got it out for me, but I wear the biggest smile. Whoa, I never meant to break, but I got it where I want it now. Whoa.
years ago when we were doing Finish That Tune at the live shows, I had this song picked out, and I feel like it was in New York. And I know that's where we're going to be this Friday, so maybe that's why I'm thinking it. But I had this song queued up, and Steve was like, I know this song, but I don't know if the crowd will know this song.
Yes.
And there was somebody up on stage, and I was looking at him, and I was like, he's emo. He's going to know this song. He had long, like, curly blonde hair, just like a total vibe. And not only did he know this song, he could scream sing it.
Yeah, like Norwegian throat singing or something, right?
Yes, exactly.
That guy was awesome.
He blew my mind. I cannot remember what town that was in.
I'm pretty sure that was Nashville.
Oh, was it Nashville?
I think it was Nashville, because that would have been our first show. Mm-hmm. That was the first time we did that. And I was like, no, I mean, everyone knows the song, but nobody knows those words.
I know.
And you looked at me and you said, watch this, you little bitch.
Oh, yeah, I think I said that into the microphone,
and then
actually.
Somebody
nailed it. Yeah.
Nearly said a bad word.
Oh, that was a good time. All right, guys, here we go. We got a time for a couple more songs, so we'll move on to Tuning Clue number next. This song is a theme from a movie. It's composed and conducted by an artist, and the iconic main title is the theme from a 1993 Spielberg film aiming to capture the awesome beauty and sublimity of dinosaurs in nature.
Wow.
What movie could that be?
It's just, you just got to guess the movie if you want to. Here's your tune and clue number next after Free Beer.
Jurassic Park.
That's right.
Oh, it's just the theme song?
Is it really? By who?
Great flute, guys.
I was like, did anyone talk about the soundtrack to this movie?
By John Williams.
John Williams.
I was going to say, it's got to be John Williams.
Oh,
he did
pretty
much all the Spielberg stuff.
I mean, the flute is strong.
It's very strong.
I mean, I'm not hearing
it. That's not
it,
though. No. That's definitely not it.
Oh, that's the flute.
Oh, there's there it is. Flute there. Mm-hmm. Oh, there it
oh,
is.
Oh, that's a nice flute.
It's a good flute. Are we all edging right now?
Yeah. I am a woodwind chop.
Yes, we are. All right. We can either do more of this amazing theme or do another song.
No, this last flute song's super good, I swear.
No.
No, I promise. All right, final tune and final.
So far, that one was my favorite.
Final flute clue. The lyrics to this song are noted as being dark and reflecting heartache and a man who is running as far away as he can to begin the process of healing himself. I've gone to buy a ticket now as far as I can, and I ain't never coming back. I'm going to ride me a southbound all the way to Georgia now till the train runs the track. Hot Wings.
Can't you see Marshall Tucker Band?
Okay, that is a great song.
Marshall
Bleepin' Tucker. It's America's number one all-time country rock anthem.
It is.
Featuring flute.
Best use of a flute I've ever heard.
Oh, and they went up an octave. Yes!
We're just gonna play this whole song.
Gonna take a freight train down at the station. I don't care. Can't you see? Whoa, can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me?
Great song.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.